88.9 The Cube, Sylvia Ash Bullard. The celebration of the solstice at the Stansted Stone Circle takes place on Sunday, June 22nd from 3 to 5 p.m. And it's good to be speaking with Kim Prangley again this year by telephone. We spoke with her last year about the event. Hi, Kim.
Hello.
So, now, this is a special time of year for you. It's the spring solstice. Do I have that right?
Well, no, it's the summer solstice. The summer.
Okay, right, the summer solstice. A lot I know about this. Okay,
well, so, that's okay.
So you'll have to bring us up to speed on this. What is the solstice and what is the stone circle? And give us some details on this.
Okay, well, I'd be happy to do that. The solstice is it occurs twice a year. It's an astronomical event when the sun is in the position in the sky that creates either the longest period of daylight that we have in the year, which was happening in June on the actual day is the 21st, and in the wintertime we have the shortest day of the year, which
right.
is usually around December 21st.
So that means that after that the light starts to decline?
Yes, exactly.
Oh.
It should be the happiest day of the year, but in a way it's the saddest because then the light starts to get a little bit shorter.
Right.
Which is, I don't want to talk about that part.
No, let's not talk, let's not think about that.
No.
Let's talk about the Stansted Stone Circle.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's, for people who haven't heard of it yet, it's a stone circle that's 85 feet across, made with local granite, and I designed it. Sort of came out of a spiritual journey that I took in Wales in 2005, and I had this immense desire to create a sacred space of my own here when I came back. And a few years later, I had the opportunity to create the Stone Circle.
Yes, you did it. And it is located right off of Notre Dame in
yeah,
Rock Island. Yes.
It's actually quite easy to find if you come to Stansted because, you know, there's the main drag in town and then there's the outer route. And Notre Dame connects the two. So if you turn on Notre Dame from either road, it's going to be in the field just off.
You can actually see it from the road.
If you're careful, you can look
yes.
and see it. But it's a little bit hidden. But it's in that big field right there.
Right.
And you can't really miss it if you're looking.
And normally, can anybody stop by and just go there and visit it up close if they want to? They can't.
Yes, it's
okay.
public park. It's actually on town property, so it's available to people all the time.
Okay. Now, this special event that you're going to be having on June 22nd, it is going to be a drumming event.
That's right. And we'd like to have something at the Stone Circle for each of the different points on the calendar, like the solstices and the equinoxes. And oftentimes we've had Sacred Circle dancing. And this year we're doing something different, and that is a group of women who play what they call a mother drum. It's a big Native American drum, and all these people play the same drum together at the same time. So that's going to be very different, and I'm hoping that it will appeal to some different people who maybe aren't into dancing, but like Native American drumming, and will be intrigued enough to come and join us.
And the songs will be in, what, three languages, right?
Yeah, they sing in French and English and certain Native American tongues. I'm not quite sure which dialects they'll be singing in, but most of the women are actually of Métis descent, so this is something that's part of their heritage. They feel very strongly about that.
And at the same time, people can bring a picnic, their own supper.
Yes, that's always what I like to see happen, is that, after the drumming event is done, that I will build a nice bonfire and people can just stay and hang out for the nice evening, and they can bring instruments and play, or sometimes I have kites there if it's a lovely evening. People could fly kites or just talk or whatever, but it's the longest day of the year and it's a time for celebration. In ancient times, people were always celebrating at this particular night. Shakespeare wrote Midsummer's Night Dream. That's about this particular night. With all the fairies that come out, and so it's the time of year you kind of want to be outside.
Yes, for
sure.
So
I'm hoping for good weather.
Did you have good weather last year? I have to ask that.
I think we did. It's kind of hard to remember. I think we had some rain after a while. Oh yeah, we did, and we danced in the rain. We had a bonfire at the dance. And
so the rain doesn't hamper the event at all, does it?
Oh well, it will with this one, because drums, a Native American drum, can't be played out in the rain. It would go soft. So there is a rain location that will be posted on the website if the weather's bad.
And what is your website that we can check out and find out some more information about this?
www.stanstedstonecircle.org.
Okay, and we can also contact you.
Sure, yeah. My number is 819-876-7492. And I should mention that there is a suggested donation of $10 a person, or if a family of three or more, it would be $25.
Well, that's not bad. Pretty good. And what happens with the money?
Well, I have to pay the drummers. The drummers, actually, are one of Canada's few all-female mother drum groups. So oftentimes there are men who play these drums, but this particular group is all women.
Well, it sounds like a very interesting event and probably a very fun and relaxing time as well. So anything else that people should be reminded to bring?
Yeah, I think that people should remember to bring their own chair or blanket to sit on because it's outside, and that it could be very hot there. There's no water available, so people should bring their own water and supper. If they want to join us for a picnic, supper afterwards, then bring your food. Bring whatever you like. Bring your cat, bring your dog, bring your kids.
Wow.
Your friends, your family.
Yeah, that sounds great. Good luck with the event, and we will pray for no rain, I guess, right?
Yes, pray for sun.
Sun, pray for please. Sun, to the sun god.
That's right.
All right.
Well,
so,
thank you.
We've been speaking with Kim Prangley. She's an organizer for the Solstice at the Stanstead Stone Circle, and that takes place Sunday, June 22nd, from 3 to 5 p.m.